Don Bailey Jr. will be on the call tomorrow, late night, 10:30 p.m. kickoff against ACC rival, the California Golden Bears. Huh?
What?
What? DBJ's out there now. How's California, DBJ?
It always treats me good out here now. I enjoy it. I kept Priscilla and I came out early, so we're heading into the city right now. We're heading to the team hotel right now.
What? When did the team go in? Yesterday?
They went out Thursday, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because you got to get acclimated.
Good idea. Get acclimated a little bit.
A long flight.
But DBJ, does that help one night? Is that acclimation? I've done it both ways. I've been out there on a Thursday for a Sunday game, and I've also went out there Saturday for a Sunday game. It's like, just go play ball, take some Red Bull, get you a couple Vicodin in you, you'll be ready to roll.
I'm with you on that, bro. I think that's the recipe.
I'm not the Vicodin, DBJ. You're not with them on the Vicodin.
Well, I mean, I kind of let that slide. I didn't want to bring up his bad days, but it takes some Advil and Red Bull it up, and especially at halftime. I think that's the big key, is the second half. The second half is about 1:30 in the morning or 1 o'clock in the morning, so that might be a little bit of a trouble.
I do want to talk about Canes and Cal, but I just want to go back to last Friday for a second. Are you over it? Because we haven't spoken to you. Are you like, that was one of the wildest fourth quarters that I have ever watched as a Hurricanes fan, from the Restrepo catch to the push pass from Cam Ward to the Hail Mary at the end by Vatek, and then the call, the overturn of the call. It was one of the wildest fourth quarters I've ever sat through. How do you feel about it a week later?
I'll tell you this. I did not
realize.
Where are you
going, In-N-Out Burger? The lady taking you right to In-N-Out Burger?
No, actually, my wife's driving me to yoga class right now. No, I'm kidding. I didn't realize how emotional that game was or how exhausting it was until Tuesday came, and I was walking around like a zombie. I mean, that game was tough, man. And it was exciting, though. And I got to tell you, the play of the day for me was Elijah Arroyo and him making that tackle on saving the game, really, on that interception. So it was interesting to see that game, but it was emotional, and I'm glad the officials got it right, guys.
DBJ, I want to ask you about, I don't know if you're talking about the last play, but that was my next question. Was everybody keeps asking me, you know, people want to talk about, the ACC called somebody to let them know that Miami should win this one. DBJ, my take on that is that ball was moving. There were 17 guys laying on the ground with their backs out of bounds. Right. Nobody caught that ball. That's what I was telling people all week. What's your take on that last play?
Channing, exactly the same. You know, I let Joe go ahead and handle all that stuff and let him formulate his vision and translate it to the listening audience. I'm standing there, and where our box is, we're pretty much sitting right on top of it. And I couldn't and then I'm watching the replays, every angle. I couldn't see a catch. Nobody had the ball. Nobody had the football. And I think that, you know, it's fortunate Miami ended up standing up with it. But as far as the actual play itself, I saw no catch.
Yeah, I think most people are in agreement. I think you'd have seen a lot more outrage across the nation if that looked like a ripoff at the end. I don't think it should have been called a catch, but they did get it right at the end. So anyway, Canes are undefeated. All I know about Cal is that they lost to FSU, but they were undefeated before they lost to FSU. So what do we know about this Cal Berkeley team?
That they should not have lost to FSU. This should be 2-5-0 teams. I mean, they gave up 7 sacks against Florida State. Their field goal kicker, I think, missed 2 or 3 kicks. They couldn't score a touchdown. It was uncharacteristic how they played that game prior to what I'd seen before they got to Tallahassee. And, you know, I spent enough time watching them this week. They're a pretty darn good football team. This is, as far as if their offense is clicking, this defense is as good a defense as they play, probably more athletic than Virginia Tech, maybe not as productive in a lot of areas, but more athletic. They do a good job chasing the quarterback around. They do get sacks. They lead the nation in takeaways, and that's always my concern. You know, you go into a football game like we saw against Virginia Tech, and you turn a football over three times, you're putting yourself in a chance, in a position to lose the football game.
And DBJ, what are they going to capitalize? We know the whole phrase copycat league, but I just saw, I would say in the VTech game, I think the guys, the little guys, the DBs versus receivers, receivers versus DBs, especially offensively, like the VTech DBs were playing ball. Is there something where Cal is now going to see something Virginia Tech did and try to take advantage of it? And Mario's not dumb. Mario has to fix this.
You know, I think that the thing that Cal's going to do, because they beat Cam Ward last year. You know, he played against them last year. He threw for almost 400 yards, but he turned the football over a couple times, and it was a long day. But they have experience with him. I think the Cal defense is gonna really try and hit him and ding him as much as they can and get him on the ground. I think quarterback pressure is the key. I think that you learned a lot of that last week against Virginia Tech. And the Miami defense, they've got to make sure. I think they can get a couple takeaways. I think if they play the game the way that they should in the secondary, they can get a couple takeaways. But I'll say this. Those wide receivers that Cal has, those guys are big. I mean, they got a 6'4 guy, a 6'2 guy, and the quarterback is accurate. And he does a very, very good job. He does a very good job of making sure that he moves the pocket enough to where he doesn't get affected. So it's going to be a bit of a challenge for the Miami defense. This team, you know, for people in South Florida, we have no idea what this team's about. And I really didn't either until this past week. And I will say this, though, they can play football. And if Miami does not do what they're supposed to do and try and give the game away, they'll give it away and Cal will take it.